Legislative leaders and Governor Jeff Collier hope the plan to phase in more than $500 million in annual funding increases will win over the justices, who've repeatedly found that Kansas is shortchanging its children by underfunding education. The school districts argue against the phase-in. They say Kansas should pay out $500 million this year, plus the nearly $200 million bump that lawmakers already promised. The court is expected to rule by the end of June. If the state loses, it could force lawmakers to come back to Topeka for a special session focused on adding more money to schools. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.